Christmas at Calvary, the names of Jesus, intercessor. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. As we reflect on Christmas, I often marvel at the moment when the angel of the Lord visits Mary. Imagine her awe and wonder as the great rescue plan of salvation was revealed to her that holy night. The beauty of her response echoes through history. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. Her faith marked the beginning of a story that would change the world, and God faithfully sustained her through each step. At Christmastide, we remember that Mary was not alone. God provided her with a righteous husband, Joseph, and a supportive family, Elizabeth, who stood by her. In the same way, Jesus, whose coming we celebrate, never intended for us to walk this journey alone. Even now, Christ intercedes on our behalf. Hebrews 7:25 reminds us that Jesus is able to completely save those who come to God through him. The promise is the heart of the Christmas story. God sent his Son to rescue us, and that rescue is ongoing. Even now, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, speaking on our behalf, advocating for us out of his great love, a love first revealed in the Bethlehem manger. Because of his sacrifice and his continual intercession, we can have confidence that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of God. As we celebrate Christmas, let's rest in the assurance that Jesus not only came for us, but he stands with us, interceding and offering the gift of eternal hope.